Interactive Brokers is going to begin to allow crypto trading in a partnership with a company called Paxos. Let's talk more about this offering and what is expected from it. Thomas Peterffy is with us, chairman and founder of Interactive Brokers Group. Thomas, it's always great to see you. I got to ask, what was the holdup? What took you guys, we've had a lot of other companies get into crypto trading before now. Was there a particular obstacle or something that kept you guys from introducing crypto trading before?
Well, for a while, we were casting about as to how to do it because, it depends on what kind of licenses you have and how long it takes to get them. And so it is not a very simple thing. But at the same time, many of our clients who manage well-diversified portfolios have been asking us to give them the ability to transact in cryptos. So the urgency just kept growing. Similarly, our registered financial advisor clients have been asking for cryptos for their clients. So it seems that nowadays, having a small percentage of your asset allocated to cryptos has become common wisdom. And this, in addition to many of our customers who want to trade the relationship between different tokens and the futures and other related assets. So, the interest is growing very quickly. And at the same time, we had to look for a way that where we can offer very, very low fees, which is customary at Interactive Brokers, so we couldn't go with just anybody. So it took a long time to negotiate this deal. And so eventually we ended up with Paxos. And so we're able to offer the customary very low prices that you're showing on the screen there. And so it's for $1,000 trade, it's $1.80, and our nearest competitor is twice as much, and then it goes up from there. So we are at this time the lowest price provider in the space. So that took some time to to figure out how to do that.
Thomas, how difficult is it to launch a cryptocurrency trading platform when there really isn't any regulatory guardrails out there right now?
So that is a very serious issue because we can do anything where we later on the SEC or CFTC or some other regulator can come knocking on our doors and say that you were not supposed to do this or that or the other thing, and so it's very difficult.
Thomas, how big a business do you expect this to be for Interactive Brokers?
Well, I actually, that's very, very difficult to forecast. So we haven't done any work on that. We just understood that people really, really want us to do this. So why we had to do it. So I don't know. It could be maybe 20% of our business, if we're lucky.
Thomas, have you become a believer in crypto? Do you own any in your own portfolios?
I have for some time. So I do own some cryptos and I do own some gold. And I must say that the cryptos have done much, much better than the gold. So, I mean, you have to prepare for the small percentage possibility or probability that things can fall apart, and at which time, if people, especially with all this crazy, issuance of more and more and more and more money, this deficit spending is, I don't know. I mean, people sooner or later could, I'm not saying they will, but could lose faith in paper money. That's
And
happened
so
before in
if
other places.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, we're not there yet. I guess that is an eventuality, but I mean, are you adding to your cryptocurrency assets since you've been pleasantly surprised by the performance?
I haven't added lately, but it's always a possibility, and now there's a simple way for me to do it. And so up until last Monday when we started this, it would have been very complicated, as it was the first time when I bought it.
Now you can buy it on your own platform. Thanks so
That's
much,
right.
Thomas. It's great to see you. Thomas Peterfee is chairman and founder of Interactive Brokers Group. It is always really fun to talk to you. We appreciate it.